I said, well, I ain't got no money. I ain't got nothing. He said, what about a little cones, a hay, or just a chicken, some eggs in there? He said, well, I just don't have nothing. I ain't got nothing to spare now, because we need it. It was long in June. And feed were getting scarce. We need our little feed to try to feed what we had until, you know, we could make some more. So my dad, he died there flying side. We were trying to lay by his corn. The old gypsy went on down there and stopped. So I said, hey, Uncle, what about Tanya Fudge? He told me, I ain't got no money. I ain't got a thing. I ain't got a thing but one dime. He said, well, I'll tell your fortune, and I bet you by supper time, you have 10 or 12 more dimes. They ain't had but one dime. My daddy get a gypsy to die. To tell his fortune. He called telling his fortune and blessing the dime and tied it up. Tied up in a little white rag, you know. Some of them look like some powder or something that was in a little white rag. He tied it up good, get back. Told him, he said, now by supper time, by time you eat your supper, say you untied this in. And look in there, by time supper time, saying you have 10 or 12 more dimes. My dad ain't had but just that one dime, you know, and he was so happy. Well, I had me 10 or 12 more dime. Come on in, he was sitting there, we was eating supper. And he told us about what the gypsy told him. So my husband said, Omen, look, I bet you ain't even got your dime. I bet the gypsy got your dime. So he ran and had his pocket, got his little bag out. Omen, son, Omen, quick for him, Omen. Omen, it ain't had a thing in there for some powder. The gypsy had taken his old little dime here. And he went just a cussing. Them gypsies. Oh, my goodness. Them gypsies sure would fix you up. I ain't joking. My poor daddy had but one dime, and the gypsy took his dime.
And Papa didn't have 10 or 12 by supper time.
No, he ain't had that dime. Them gypsies taking his dime, you see. And tied up them with that little powder of dust or something they had there. Just tied it up. Oh, I don't care about them gypsies. They used to come in drove. Beat you out of all your food and keep moving. You better let them get in your house. Well, you ain't missed a thing. You ain't missed one thing, honey, that you ain't never seen there. You have missed one thing.
Did you have police back there that you could go to and tell them about how the gypsy that taken?
No, because, they had nothing but shame. They had no police. He had nothing but shame. And he was on foot, a bigger wagon one, and that like the gypsy. And by the time you could make it way to town to tell them, the gypsy would be so far, you know. He didn't have no way to catch it. There wasn't no telephone, nothing like that. Honey, that gypsy would be so far. And they always was camped out in the woods somewhere in a dog place. And people were scared to go out on it. They were afraid.
Did you ever, go up to visit your sister, Annabelle?